بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اللہ تبارک و تعالی tells us in the قرآن کریم الیہ یسعد الکلم الطیب والعمل الصالح یرفعه. One is کلمہ طیبہ, that is لا الہ الا اللہ, in which a person proclaims the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There's no one worthy of worship but Allah. Allah alone is worthy of worship. Allah alone deserves worship. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, when a person says la ilaha illallah, praises Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, proclaims the oneness and tawheed in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that statement, the moment it comes out from the mouth of a person, it flies up and it goes direct to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And with that, if a person has to do a'mal salih, good actions, good deeds, that also with the kalima reaches Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, alaykum bila ilaha illallah wal istighfar. Hold firm to la ilaha illallah and hold firm to istighfar as well. And then he further mentions that shaitan says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the shaitan says that ahlaktu an-nas bizunub. Me, I made people commit sins and I destroyed people by them committing sins. But wa ahlakuni bila ilaha illallah. When people said la ilaha illallah, their weapon has been more stronger than my weapon and they destroyed me. We can commit how many sins? We regret, we make tawbah, we make istighfar, and coupled with that we say la ilaha illallah. Allah wipes our sins away and we get close to Allah. Shaitan becomes more humiliated. In one hadith, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam used to tell his people, his disciples, his followers about the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam would say la ilaha illallah, and they would say it with that ikhlas, they would say it with that sincerity. It would be very weighty on the scales because they have said something that the previous nations were told to say and they didn't say. This is the value of that la ilaha illallah, making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That's why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned afzalu zikr la ilaha illallah. The greatest zikr is la ilaha illallah. It's not only the zikr, also to follow the dictates of that kalima la ilaha illallah and follow all the ahkam of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Apart from that, making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, also to take the name of Allah, just to say Allah, Allah. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, لا تقام الساعة حتى يقال Allah, Allah. Qiyamah will never come until there's a single person on the face of the earth that says Allah, Allah. That means the existence of this world depends upon the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And just at that point, every one of us, we're so conscious of halal and haram. We meet his soul somewhere, we want to find out, was it slaughtered according to Sharia rights? Is it halal? Are we certain that it is halal? How do we know that it is halal? We'll go the extra mile to ensure that the animal was slaughtered according to Sharia rights and the name of Allah was taken upon that. When we are so conscious about halal and haram, it is what is that made the animal halal and what is that made the animal haram. If zikr was taken at the time of slaughtering the animal, Allah's name was taken upon slaughtering that animal, now that animal becomes halal. And if zikr, the name of Allah, was not taken upon slaughtering that animal is haram. Now imagine That is what zikr does, converts haram to halal. Now when we have to say that Allah, take the name of Allah, whatever is with haram in ourselves, that evil qualities, that also comes out, and then Allah makes our heart pure and halal as well. That is the barakat of the zikr and turning to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat to be punctual on this zikr. And repeatedly I have mentioned that we should create a mahol, create an environment. 10 minutes, 15 minutes every day, you push yourself to come to these kind of gathering. Until and unless you don't push yourself, there's no discipline within your own self that I need to take out 10 minutes of my time. Either in the morning, in the evening, or here every morning after Fajr, after the program, there's a zikr program. Come in this program, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, few minutes, just sit in that gathering there, make zikr of Allah, turn to Allah, make dua. That will have a huge impact in your personal life, in your collective life, in your life at work, everywhere. You get closer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and in that way, you would get into the rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat. We'll make our du'as, which is also a form of zikr, and thereafter, inshallah, we'll make our formal zikr. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wallahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu, alimul ghaybi wa shahadati huwa ar-Rahmanur Rahim. Wallahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu, الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون والله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم اللهم أجرني من النار 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 أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. Allahumma kfinahum bima shi'at. اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت. Recite three times قل هو الله أحد سورة إخلاص. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله.